town of Ophir rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask for business, no one dared to make the slip. Stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. Outlaw loose and running, came a whisper from his lip, and he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to tame him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. And he finally started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, but he was at the Texas Red. After Texas Red. It wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. So quickly, and it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks was watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. When it stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Rangers still talk about today. Texas Red, not blue leather, their bullet barely ripped. And the Rangers' aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the crowd all gathered round. There they were. Of the outlaw on the ground. He might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.